Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Regular Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato. And in the show today, we will be talking to Rachel Ralph from Hope Arising Farm, very shortly, in fact, about their open day coming up on the 22nd, Wednesday, so a week today. Is it? Yeah, a week today. So we'll be talking to her about that and other things coming up on the show. And we'll be back, like I say, with her straight away after this one by A Bench of Real Quarter Horses.
I'm going down to the river, I know it's running free. So deep and wide, no fair tides, wish that this was me. For I'm sick of Dale and sorrow, I'm sick of trade and pain. I'm sick of questions asked of me, the answer stays the same. Singing Hela, Hela. I'm singing Hela, Hela, Hela. Sometimes I think of you. Once we ran the gauntlet, well, the love was just a stone's throw. Once we ran for cover from all the things we both know. So times I had me free, then singing words like Hela wouldn't mean that much to me. I'm singing Hela. We'll be right back.
That was Banshee Reel there. Julie Dean's first band, of course, with their song Horses. And I've just been tied up in the studio a bit here, so I'm going to play another song and I'll come back with a guest probably after that. And this is Something by Soaked Oats.
Slams his fork down, watching all the big mouths get up and sing. He's been wrestling with his thoughts now, thinks he'll show them all when he says something. Here is a child so willing and able, but of a size unrecognized by the table. And each night this resumes till the thought begins to stew. I know so much better than all of you. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Younger brother's 26 now, staring at some big crowds, watching him sing. Singing all about his thoughts, how no one in the world really understands him. But then a thought appears when he notices all the lips moving just like his. How much do I deserve? Whose seat have I really earned? With a big mouth he sings. Or how many people don't question their word, and like a child only want to be heard. Oh, to say something.
Was Soaked Oats there with their song Something, and just had a bit in the studio from Mike from the community house, and they're open and running again, folks. So you know that they open on Monday, so they're back in action. So if you want to get back up there, but it does mean I haven't had time to get a hold of our guests yet, so I'm going to do that while this song's playing. The song being, of course, Cat in a Can by the Straitjacket Fits.
Cat, feline, Apollo.
Was the Straight Jacket Fits there with Cat in a Can. And now we are joined on the line by Rachel Ralph from Hope Rising Farm. Arthur and Rachel.
Hello, Craig. Good to be here.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And how you been? How's your holiday and your break and everything? Get away.
We did get away. We had about 2.5 weeks off, which is very unusual for myself and my husband. So, yeah, lovely.
Excellent.
Really lovely.
And primarily on here because, of course, on the 22nd, which is a week today, Rachel?
Yes.
You are having open day on the farm from 9 till 12. I guess at the very beginning, we'll just have a little chat about that first, Rachel.
Okay. So open day is coming up, is next Wednesday. We're open from 9 to 12. There will be farm tours, a chance to meet our staff, and also opportunities to talk a bit about our programs and what we do, and those things we're rotating during the course of the morning. So it's open to social workers, teachers, people who might be in an environment where they might be able to potentially send some students to us. But yes, everyone's welcome, but you will need to register online.
And where do you register online for that, Rachel?
That's via our website. So that is www.hoperisingfarm.org.nz.
www.hoperisingfarm, all one word, all lowercase, .org.nz. So that's how you register for the open day, which is the 22nd of January, 9 till 12. And now, after that, I suppose we're going to tell people, what do you actually do on Hope Rising Farm, Rachel?
Well, it was a phenomenally busy year last year. We've had a lot of construction projects that we've done, some of which we had started last year, or 2023, I think it was, when we spoke last, Craig.
It was indeed, April 2023 it was.
April, oh my goodness, okay.
Nearly so, 2 years ago, yeah.
That's right. So we were doing a very large arena, sand arena, which we had started in our last conversation, that we managed to complete that almost to the day, which was quite incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It has been quite a feat. It's quite big. And we relied a lot on volunteers and people who supplied their resources and equipment and manpower. So that's been really, really huge. And we've used it pretty much every day ever since.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's to, I guess, lead horses and ponies and such things around?
Yeah. So it's where we do the bulk of our activities with our students. So we do take them for walks around the farm once they've got some skills with the ponies. But a lot of the personal growth activities actually happen down in our arena. And we've also built a hay barn, which we just finished last week, which was amazing. And it's now filled with 400 hay bales, which have been kindly donated to us to feed our ponies for the next year.
Man, that's a great score.
Oh, that's only half of it. We've also had offices that have been built by an organisation called Mobile Mission Maintenance.
Yeah.
And they have come out and supplied free labour for us. So now we have two wonderful, wonderful offices, and that's just been super to be able to be on site, because we were renting part of a church building up until, I think we finished in August.
Okay.
That's really lovely to be able to get that. And we've also done a shelter, which was originally donated a couple of years ago, and we moved that from our old farm to this farm, and that's also been erected. So, yes, it's been very, very busy, but very satisfying, all part of which was on our strategic plan for 2024.
Fantastic. That's a lot happening.
I think we're all about ready for a break, but we've all just come back from a break. So
And the open day coming up on Wednesday, this Wednesday from 9 to 12, is kind of all about that, just to show these new things off to everybody?
Yeah, so we have found over the years that sometimes students get sent to us because a teacher or a school counsellor or a social worker has found out about us without really finding out about what we actually do. So we're wanting to make the open day available so that anyone who is working with vulnerable children or vulnerable women can actually come out and see firsthand. So there'll be demonstrations as well with our miniature ponies of what we would do with our students, and so that they can actually see what we do, and if they want to go on a farm walk, they can experience that as well. And it just gives a more of an insight, I guess, if they're going to be sending people to us.
Great. And people from all around the Waikato come to Hope Rising Farm, do they, Rachel?
Yeah, we have a particular focus on Ngāruawhia and Huntly because these are the areas that are very close to us. We know a bit more about the deciles of the schools, etc. But we are open to children and women coming from the wider Waikato area.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
And how many people would you get through there on an average week, would you think?
Obviously, it varies quite a bit. Yeah. I think last term of 2024, I think we had around about 21 students coming through each week. And they are aged from 7 till, the bulk of them anyway, from 7 till about 14, 15.
Okay, yeah.
So we love having the younger kids, but we love having everybody, really. But, it's been quite a journey. But we are just totally loving, and the feedback is what we've had is just wonderful. So,
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, all right. And so if someone turns up there, what would be the usual thing an individual might experience at Hope Rising Farm, Rachel?
Well, we're very good at welcoming. we give an overview about what it is that we do and how that runs. We run over a school term. So for the students, for the children anyway, that will be anywhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours, mostly 2 hours. Younger children might only cope for 1.5 hours. So usually 2 hours. And we do farm tasks. So that could be anything from cleaning out a horse trough. It could be taking some cuttings. It could be picking up fruit off the ground from a fruit tree. And then we do horse-related activities. So that could be anything from learning how to put a what we call a halter or head collar onto them, taking them into the arena where they can learn about personal space, what's acceptable, what's not. They can learn about patience. They can learn about resilience. They can learn about how to cope with being a little bit fearful, perhaps.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just varies quite a lot to what they do. And then once we've done, we do about 45 minutes, perhaps to an hour, depends on the age group, with the horses. And then we do a debrief. So it's really important for us that we are able to say to them, what is it that you've learnt today that you could actually take home and perhaps put into use with your family or school, or maybe if they're a student, maybe if they're at WinTech. So it's important that it's a transferable skill.
Yeah, all right. And unfortunately, as we both know, there's a lot of, urban kids who just don't get a chance to experience, you know, walking on through the grass with animals and things like that these days.
Totally. One of the challenges that we find, in fact, one of two challenges we find, is definitely the being outdoors, being out in a farm environment. We've had teenage boys turn up with white gloves on and with a gentle reminder saying that this is a farm and they are likely to get dirty.
Yeah.
They don't get too dirty.
Yeah.
But most of them just really, really love being outdoors. And a lot of our children that are spend more time in suburbia than being out even in a suburban garden, this can be quite an eye-opener. And we point out things like the different birds. We've got two places on our farm where there are kingfisher nests, which is really quite special.
Mm.
And so being able to point out these are the kingfishers and, yeah, different kinds of trees. We look at the clouds. It's the idea is to create an awareness about the environment around them as we go for the walk. And sometimes they're leading ponies, which can be a challenge, and sometimes they're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so how many different types of animals have you got out there at the moment, Rachel?
We currently have 6 miniature ponies.
Yes.
And we are actually wanting 2 riding ponies because at the end of our 10th week, we are very keen to have the students being able to ride one of the ponies as a we want them to know that riding is actually a privilege, it's not a right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we leave it to the last week. And for them to be able to do that is super special. And by that time, they've learnt some really, really good skills, hopefully.
yeah, hopefully so. So, oh yeah, you're on the lookout for a couple of small horses, did you say?
Yeah, anyone's just got anything that they can just send an inquiry to our website. It's probably the best way forward, and one of our equine people will be able to take care of that. So,
all right, and that is www.hoperisingfarm.org.nz, and it's a beautiful website too, by the way. Looking around before, yes.
Thank you. Yeah. We do also have a Facebook page as well, so people can actually access us through that as well, which is Hope Rising Farm Trust.
Hope Rising Farm Trust on Facebook. Okay, there we go.
Yes.
All right. And, there's a lot happening. So I guess we'll get back to the open day again, happening next Wednesday from 9 till 12, 22nd of January. And you need to RSVP through hoperisingfarm.org.nz. And everybody welcome.
Oh, sorry. I think you went out of radar there for a minute.
No, I was just running through the open day again, and everybody's welcome on the 22nd of January, 9 till 12, Rachel.
Yes, yes. Please make sure you register because we are catering.
Okay. That sounds fun. And anything else you want to sort of add while I've got you on air, Rachel?
Yeah, just as a couple of sentences of a testimonial that someone had given us after they've left. Mm-hmm. I would like to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to Hope Rising Farm, providing us with knowledge and skills. I personally enjoyed my time here. The work that you do is inspiring. For myself, it helped me with anxiety and patience. I found spending time with the horses valuable, and the staff are outstanding. Thank you for your aroha and manakitanga. So that was written by a single mum, about 14 or 15, who she came along and absolutely loved it. Yeah. And we've got a whole wall of feedback that if people come to our open day can actually see that. They'll be able to see some stuff on the walls when they get here.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. I really love what you're doing. Actually, you were on Good Sorts a few weeks ago, you were telling me, just before.
Yes. Yes, I was.
How was that for an experience?
It's all about for us getting exposure. So it did get onto TV, which was, I think, about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But lots of people saw it, which was wonderful, and just able to share a bit about our story and how, you know, how we'd started and where we're heading in 2025. So it was great.
Yes, and after all of these things you were talking about building just before, what's on the 2025 hit list for you, Rachel?
We are looking to reframe a little bit about what we're doing. So we are finding that the template for our programs actually work really, really well with small groups. Mm. So probably 2 to 6 students at once is great. We've got 6 ponies, so that allows for 1 pony each. So that's something we're also targeting. And a few years ago we had women that had come out of prison and were part of a reintegration program, and we just loved having them, and we would love to have some of them back, because if you can empower a woman, she can empower her family and she can empower her community.
Definitely.
That's our philosophy on that. So we do need some funding for the for being able to bring some women into it. So that would be, those are the 2 things that are really important for us this year.
Oh, great. And if anybody's interested to get involved with Hope Rising Farm, Rachel, what's the best way to go about it? If there's bring a student or somebody along, or a woman who might be interested in coming along, bringing the kids or whatever.
Yes, definitely go to our website or our Facebook page. We have a wonderful office manager, Maria, and a wonderful operations manager, Fiona. And between the 2 of them, they will tell you anything that you need to know, and we would love to hear from you. Oh, and we also need some volunteers for different activities. So if anyone out there has some time on their hands, preferably with a little bit of farm skills or just handy on the tools, would be really, really great.
Fantastic. And again, for that, you go to hoperisingfarm.org.nz?
Yes.
To sign up as a volunteer, yes, and get out there in the countryside and work with the animals and do some stuff on the farm. Sounds like a great way to volunteer your time.
It's a beautiful environment, and we're a pretty cool team, and we do a mean cup of coffee, and we do good cakes too.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. Great coffee, great cakes, Hope Rising Farm. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Oh, well, thanks, Rachel. I think we'll leave it there, and I'll be out there Wednesday morning coming up, the 22nd of January from 9 till 12. And yes, if you want to come along to that, go to hoperisingfarm.org.nz to register your interest in that one, or the Facebook page as well, I understand, Rachel?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yep, Facebook too.
Fantastic. All right. Well, anything else you want to add? Any last things you want to add, Rachel?
We are looking, just one more thing, we are looking into next year as well. Now our arena is complete, this year.
Yes.
Is that we are also to assist with our raising funds, because that's an ongoing challenge for us.
Mm.
Is that we'll be developing programs for businesses, so they can come and do like team building and some personal growth for businesses and organisations that are wanting to strengthen their organisations. So that's something else that's definitely on our radar for this year.
Man, you've got some great little ideas and things rolling along, Rachel. Well done to you. And I really love what you do up there. It's combining like farming and sort of mental health are 2 of my favourite topics here on the Over the Fence show.
That's terrific. We love it when people love what we do.
Yes. And you are to Pūroa Road, is that correct? Just out of Ngaru Waihia?
Yes, yep. Correct. Yeah, we're about 5 minutes, I think we are. Yep.
Yes,
very close.
Yeah. So that's where you want to go next Wednesday from 9 to 12, folks, 22nd of January. Register first at hoperisingfarm.org.nz. All right. I'll see you in a week. And thanks once again for coming on the show, Rachel. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Craig. It's been great to talk.
And, yes, we shall see you in a week or so.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks very much, Rachel.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Bye. Rachel Ralph there from Hope Rising Farm, folks. Now I'm going to play for you, this is a request actually, by the Straw People, called a song called Taller Than God. With Taller Than God. Hope you enjoyed that. And now we're going to have a look at some weather here on the Over the Fence show. sort of the middle of January, sees high pressure dominating. Big, massive high out to the east of Aotearoa, sort of out from, I guess, Dunedin ways, but quite a ways out. And there are a few sort of rainmakers surrounding Aotearoa with a large low east to the country, which is going to start to move in this week. And there's going to be another low developing over the Tasman Sea by Friday. Temperatures, air flows are going to vary, and not everyone is going to have hot weather this week. And the eastern coastal areas have the coolest air flows from Gisborne down to Dunedin and around into coastal Southland. And the easterly quarter winds off the sea are the main reason why. Daytime highs in some places may still fail to get to 20 degrees. The hottest places will be Central Otago, King Country, here in the Waikato and inland areas of Auckland and Northland. Maximum temperature will be in the mid to upper 20s, possibly breaking 30 degrees. Well, that's hot. Yeah, it has been hot when the sun's out, all right. And the lows, overnight lows, will be low to start with, single-digit temperatures or low double digits in a number of areas. To the east of the northeast, airflow kicks in later on this week with overnight temperatures, and northern New Zealand will shift upwards into the late teens. And it has been pretty windy around here, hasn't it, folks, here in Whangarei anyway. And despite a large high-pressure zone affecting the country this week, the centre of the high will be south of New Zealand and over the Tasman Sea. Well, a large and quite strong low-pressure zone spins out to the east over the Pacific Ocean, and this placement keeps a southerly quarter wind kicking on in many places, and Monday may be quite windy, and gales possible, and further east on Tuesday, sort of around the North Island, things like that. And most of New Zealand is dry or fairly dry this week, with all regions leaning drier on average for mid-January. But there may be a few heavy showers forming inland during the day in both the main islands. And the developing low to north, the northwest of New Zealand later in this week. It's going to be easterly flow increasing in northern showers and possibly some weekend rain showers. Yes, I've heard that for here in Whangarei, and of course the sound splash out here this week. End as well, so a bit closer to home here around in the Waikato. What can we expect today? Yeah, beautiful sunny day out there, 20 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy with a bit of sun, 23 degrees. Friday is going to be cloudy, 24, and then Thursday is kind of pretty much like, well, exactly like Thursday actually. It's going to be sunny, a bit of cloudy, be pretty windy Sunday. Monday, expect a few showers. Tuesday, Wednesday, same. Ooh, even lightning, thunder there. Potentially Tuesday, Wednesday. So, not time. Temperatures 13 degrees tonight, then pretty solidly 16, 70 degrees for the rest of the week. And the winds, west-southwesterly today, west-northwesterly tomorrow. And then it swings easterly, east-nor-easterly Friday. Then easterlies right through to Monday. And east-nor-easterlies again Tuesday. So, yeah, changing the wind direction. Not much of a chance of rain for the rest of the week until, like, Monday. Yeah, I've heard some talk about rain and over the weekend out here, but it's not on this thing anyway. And then humidity today anyway is 76 degrees or 69, depending where you look. And the sun rose this morning at 6:16 and will set at 8:45 this evening. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 30 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 29 minutes. Tomorrow will be 1 minute and 24 seconds shorter than it is tonight. Oh, today, sorry. And the beautiful moon, yes, full moon, just last night, is now waning gibbous, 97% illuminated, and will rise at 9:55 and set at 6:58 tomorrow morning. Yeah, I did see it this morning, actually, when I got up hanging out over the sea kind of ways. So there's some weather for you, and I'll probably come back with some gardening to do's after this one by David Kugel and the Heavy Eights called Christopher Columbus.
dresses him every day.
David Coolgore and the Heavy Eights there with their song Christopher Columbus. Now we're going to do some gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show, and we will start with amaranth, a love lies beating. You can sow the seed for these in the next few things as well: basil, climbing and dwarf beans, beetroot, burdock, a carrot, chives, cucumber, and you can plant out your French tarragon. You can sow the seeds for your kohlrabi and lettuce. You can plant out your marrow. Sow your seeds for your mustard greens. Plant out your okra. Sow your seeds for your oregano, parsley, radish, rutabaga, salsify, and plant out your silver beet. Sow your seeds for your sunflower, sweet corn, turnip. Plant out your watermelons and zucchinis. And further to that, there's going to be a couple of dollops here, but at least some basil beans, beetroot, blueberries, carrots, chrysanthemums, cosmos, courgettes, cucumbers, daisies, delphiniums, dianthus, fuchsias, gerberas, impatiens, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, pansy, viola, parsley, passion fruit, petunia, radish, silver beet, spring onions, and sweet corn. So there's a few gardening to-dos for you right there, folks. And now I'm going to play for you a song by Radiohead called Weird Fishes, and this is live from the basement. That was Radiohead there with Weird Fishes from The Basement. And that's kind of it for the Over the Fence show today. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thanks again to Rachel Ralph from Hope Rising Farm for coming on to the show once more. And the open day, I'll just remind you, is next Wednesday, 22nd of January from 9 to 12. So register on hoperisingfarm.org.nz to get involved with that one. And we shall be back again next week. Look after yourselves. Look after each other out there, folks. And...